Blog Talk Radio.
The following is suitable for everybody, so everybody tune in, will you? I am Talk Dude, and across from me is Organic. Okay, Organic, come on, say Happy New Year, everybody.
Happy New Year, because I know in different time zones it's been New Year for a little bit of time.
All right, now, this is a special edition. We're celebrating the New Year's, you know.
Yeah.
I know the COVID has put everybody under house arrest. That's got to be just, God, that's an ordeal, isn't it?
Now, can you rephrase that? Can you rephrase that, sir?
Okay, I'll rephrase it. I'll put it in a different way. I know that everybody hasn't been able to honestly to leave and go out and make the New Year's special. Oh, no, you know, I was just going to hit the hay. I want to see if I could do something, but I feel like the older you get, the more you become too settled. You'd rather
stop your worries, huh?
Watch TV than go out. Scary, isn't it? Well, tell me, isn't it?
I guess it is, because some people, they get a kick having things scary, having things be at ease, you know, that's how people, you know, get their habits on. All the things that is making them have habits and have anxiety, they find other things to push them in that kind of space at the same time. So, you know, you have any more insight that you want to discuss with the rest of the show tonight?
Okay, let's see. Please, everybody, feel free. A call into the show. Get involved. We're 1-515-605-9709. That's 1-515-605-9709. We encourage all commenters. We want everyone to basically feel free. Feel free to, you know, tell, talk, be.
Yeah, man, this is comedian Organic. Okay, everybody, once again, wish you Happy New Year, and appreciate your actual, you know, presentation that some of y'all are actually coming into, and it's becoming what you wanted to be. I recognize that. I appreciate that. Yeah. Man, bro, I'm on the show, bro. Hold on a second, bro. So somebody's talking to me about some bullshit. Yeah, and so the thing is, it is more of a setting to really define the atmosphere of creation, and it's more where the space can recommend the real vision that we possess. And then when you see other elements that create these channels that we, you know, because in most settings, people, they got their mindset that they operate this kind of dictatorship, right? It's a formula that people create because that's the environment. That's what majority of environment and people create, so they can't actually succeed the way that they would be, because this is a very, you know, polluted setting. It's only a few people really able to be successful at the highest level and stay there, not because it's something that it should be, you know, because it's so many civilian types of setups that is undermining you, and you can't really navigate through these things, because at the same time as you're trying to navigate through these frame of things that people create, they are all about like cross contamination and things that you've been trying to motivate people about. It's the same thing that people are pinning out in the airways, trying to have people pretty much be this additional attachment that they pit together and try to undermine you, because you'd be like, you wonder why most people don't succeed. You think it's because you're not good, because people are always finding little angles, right? Little things that is going to make your task of doing what you're doing harder. You know, people figure out a lot of things about your success, and you think it's something different. Now, talk, dude.
Yeah.
Now, this is a special show tonight, right?
Yes.
We're going into the New Year's, right? So, people, they're getting. How long would this show for those viewers, for they know? How long is the show tonight?
It's a half hour.
Okay,
It would have to be a half hour, because you can't do a half hour without going into the next day. Because at midnight sharp, we're calling it a show, we're calling it a year.
Okay. Yeah, I thought we were going into the next morning. But it is what it is.
Blog Talk Radio does not let you do that.
Oh, wow. Okay. Well, in that case, to be creative to your desires, everybody, what's the show name again?
Seeing the change for the past, being the change for the future.
So, earlier, can you give us a little bit more of what your vision is at this point of time?
What do you mean?
Come on, man. Just use your vision. Where your vision is, okay? Stop getting so caught up and just ask, because everybody, I ask them, what is your vision at this point in time? What do you mean? Well, I don't know what I mean. What do you mean? That's your vision.
Oh, my vision. I see things being better this year. I see myself trying hard not to be so obsessive and full of self-doubt and kept at a distance from everybody else. Maybe to stop being that way.
Right.
That's the change I see. Be the guy I want to be from now on.
Right.
It's so hard to stick to those resolutions or whatever. It's like, I'm going to be perfect this year. We all say that. Somehow.
What is the connection of those things that people stayed on that path and work with others, and others did their part? What will be created out of that? See, that's the thing. What is really being created? See.
Well, we are being created. We're being fixed. We're being improved upon. Self-improvement. Self-help. Self-salvation.
But doesn't it get past that moment? Doesn't it get past that, the self-help? And the connection of how people collectively, if you're helping yourself, what part comes to help others? Right? And when they recognize the things that you're bringing to their vision that is already in their vision that make that come to the reflection, that's the mirror behind the mirror that connects and makes the mirror very able to be clear. So, that is something within the vision, most recognize that. There's a comedian, Organic OK, and that is Talk Dude.
He is. That is my name.
I will be dismissing myself, like earlier, off the show in a couple minutes before the actual show technically goes in. So, that's my thing. And by 11:50, I will be 11:50. I'll be up to 11:50. Exactly.
Well, you take a few minutes and start talking to the people, and I'll be back with y'all shortly.
Okay. I want to say to everyone listening, I think there is hope for all of us. Now, the new year brings in a lot of stress and anxiety and frustration. We're afraid of the future. We're afraid of more of the same. And we know we want to change. We know how hard it is. Everyone's trying to change it. And we're afraid that it just won't work. What we all need to do is remind ourselves why we're trying to get better and how we can do that. Now, the question is, what do you want right now? Ask yourself that. What do you want? What can you do for yourself? What nasty, bad habit can you afford to? Quitting smoking? Most people believe that quitting smoking, once again, is one of those things. You don't try cold turkey. You try to do it less and less until, before you know it, it's gone. Like hair falling out, it has to recede. Nothing wrong about it. It all just disappearing away at once. Ask yourself, what is it you want?
What I want?
Yeah.
What do you think I need, man? I need to be organic, man. I need to be reflected and freeing all the people that I possibly can at the same time. I must be free for myself, to myself, in alliance with others being free. You know, that's the key. Once we're able to free ourselves, we will be able to align ourselves with the understanding of what that really means. Because so often we don't really appreciate where people take us and give us more understanding about where we are moving along to and how those things at point in time later are going to make us more understanding and how we develop our connection with the wisdom that we get, because the wisdom is one of the rewards that is really to another level. When you understand truly how the wisdom and the knowledge that you have been given, you really can go to another level. Is that not true? Once you recognize those things and have stability, even if someone could be younger or older, you figure out these things really mold my life, and it really saves you the time of losing the actual information that you're getting. You know, once you have the information that's correct and effective to your life and the journey that you're taking, you really learn so much more. And some people find it out later and early in life. You know, so I want to do something so as you come into the next year, you get to truly become the better part of your conversation, that you get to hear yourself as you listen to the things that you truly care about connecting with. You get to present those things. And that's comedian, you know, that's talk dude right there. So what I'm going to do is, once again, you know, in exactly 6 minutes, it's going to be talk dude. He's going to express to you the things that he wanted to truly feel from his feelings. And as he's saying these things, he's not going to talk to you about coulda, shoulda, woulda. He's going to truly connect with those things. And whatever it takes him to, he's going to design his abilities from there. He's going to mold those perspectives that he's pitting and not telling himself excuses about things that's already free. You know, you got to be free and allow that to grow. You know, you gotta enhance that moment. Well, this is a comedian, organic, okay? And we are getting so close to that next part of our, especially, see, you know, we're on the West Coast. And it's not quite New Year's yet, but in other places, Midwest and East Coast, is already New Year's. You know, and other places, you know, around the world is New Year's too.
Absolutely. They're celebrating New Year's Eve at different times.
Yep. That's the same thing I'm telling you about ability. we celebrate our bullies at different times too, like birthdays, right? People say we don't celebrate birthdays. You know, people don't celebrate holidays. You know, so I remember here and there when I was young, people would celebrate holidays, and you know, and I see people would be unhappy. Like, I was like, if this was supposed to be something that you decided you wanted to do, why are you still so unhappy about your decision that you decided you didn't want to do? You know, and that's the thing that I'm saying. Like, people are just so unhappy and go out their way to give you that kind of understanding that happiness is supposed to be like almost like a hostage. You know, like, happiness is something that if few people are truly happy and moving in a direction to really make their life purpose. You know, so this show has been created for, see, it's different experiences of growing up. You hear stories about people saying, telling young men, we got to teach these young boys as they come up, they got to be respectful to the young ladies. They haven't been taught how to have respect for the women, you know, and what's going to happen is these kids are going to grow up and start hating women more and tell you stories like that, right? And in a lot of ways, it's resentment because if you see people that neglect you, that speak on behalf of everybody, then you figure out it's a lot that people are not telling about your experience, right? So you're going through an experience that people neglecting you and not honoring your opposition, then, yeah, at a time, point in time, you want to be just as resentful towards the other people that they want you to be concerned about, right?
Oh, yeah.
If somebody was neglecting you and they talk about help to other people, you will respect them because you say, hey, what about me? I'm going through this opposition right now, and you just going to discredit me right in front of my face and talk about somebody else, and you're part of my problem. When a person feels like you're part of the problem, and then you try to put them on a big stand to sit there and list all the sincerity of their opposition, and people just sitting there kind of, you know, laughing over you, and the people are telling you, oh, yeah, so when you see a young girl, a young lady, you treat her like a woman because she deserves, you're like, huh? So all this, the people be breeding these guys and kids, young men, be breeding them to have evil experiences, evil, disrespectful. It's like, as soon as I get to the top, and they have this truly, you know, and once you change the narrative of how can a man tell you how another man experienced opposition and disrespectful, you know, alive at him, and it truly can just change his whole connection to that, man. You know, if we take that approach, this is Comedian Organic Okay, and the show is called Seeing the Change from the Past, Being the Change for the Future, and I'm here to get off the show. Everyone, I appreciate it. Happy New Year's. And for this next 10 minutes, Talk Dude, it's your time. Talk to you soon, man. Happy New Year.
Okay, now. I like to think that I've already gotten better, getting a little bit better every day. We're all looking for that instant push-button cure that's going to solve and fix everything. We're all just looking to be cured overnight. We're so unhappy with ourselves. How do we get happier? Well, there's an answer. You just do. You just take a moment to sit back, and little by little you see improvement every single day. And when you get to be a certain age, you think maybe you're not what you wanted to be. Maybe you haven't come as far as you wish you had. You can take some effort knowing that you made an effort, and it could have been worse. Take pleasure in that. Take joy. Start by taking a little bit of breath every day. Long, slow, deep breath. Find serenity, calmness. hope. There is a something there. Be grateful for it. Next, ask yourself, what little changes can you make? Start with little, start with small changes first, you know? Like, maybe I'm going to eat a little bit less of this food I know I shouldn't eat at all. I mean, less and less, and then before you know it, it'll be gone. A lot of my habits. Well, take a moment, take a breath, be happy, be at peace. I do a lot of that meditation stuff. Why? Because it works. Take a little bit of meditation first thing every morning. Take a little bit of jog, a little bit of exercise. And before you know it, your paradise will be, paradise will find it. It'll find you. You'll find serenity. You will be at peace. Because there is hope. I feel more serene already, you know. I'm getting all gelled out. Peaceful. So many times, you know, it's a funny thing. I haven't really made it as an established entertainment celebrity. I've gotten so much bad heat and whatever. I was ready to just hang it up. But say, I hear someone telling me, don't give up so soon. There is hope for you, too. Real hope. Peace. Right now out there, where the clock is ticking, there is hope for all of us. You gotta see that change inside you, you gotta be that change. You gotta bring out the change, bring out the improvement. There is some kind of grandeur there. Find it. I was so angry about so many things in my life, I think I devolved. I devolved. I was angry. I let that get the best of me. A lot of regrets. But don't regret your regrets. Not too much. Somehow it's the only way you learn. Sometimes. There is an answer from all of us. There is. Slow breathing. Slow. Close serenity. That is the answer. Ask yourself what you want. You need and get it. Take deep, slow breaths. Find a way to get rid of all the problems you've got in life. Well, you're never truly going to get rid of all the problems. There's always going to be problems and whatnot. There's always going to be some kind of glitch and dilemma. But you know how to do it. Just don't know how to start and stick to that schedule, don't you? That's the big problem. That's the real rub. Find a way. Find the answer. I'm sorry, too many dead spots in here. I'm just trying to breathe. Yeah. Okay. Let me just start again. Find your center. It's inside you. Listen to that inner voice. That inner voice is what's going to save you. It will. All you do is listen to it. Okay, we're coming to the end of our program, seeing the change for the past, being the change for the future. Nobody has still called in. I hate to say it, but I'm angry. I really wish that somebody honestly would. I want to wish everybody a Happy New Year. In every possible way. Everybody, enjoy yourself. Well, thank you all for tuning in to Seeing the Change of the Past, Being the Change of the Future. This is Talk Dude. We will be back with the rest of the year with our little, we will be soon enough. So please, just tune in. Remember, we're at 1-515-605-9709. That's 1-515-605-9709. Thank you. Good night.